This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was in Spanish class, you remember, you know, we learned words, you know, like biblioteca, you know, library, and aeropuerto for the airport. And we're like, you know, thinking, okay, good. I'll be able to navigate myself through a library and navigate myself through an airport pretty damn well. But by third year Spanish, we learned a word called piropos. Now, piropos is it's like catcalling. So they go, hey, mamacita, hey, chica, you know, and you're like, eh. All right. There's a term for it. It's called piropos. And when we learned about it in the 80s, it wasn't really, I mean, you know, even though there's a negative connotation, all right, we giggled and, you know, we just kind of absorbed that, you know, that's just kind of a way of life. And in certain cultures, catcalling is something that is done very frequently. You know, we women don't, I mean, deep down, we don't like it. Guys may think we do, you know, because like, woohoo, you know, and, you know, so guys may think we're walking by going, we like it. But I gotta be honest, with us women, when we're walking down the street and there's like five or six men that have the potential to jump you, you don't really want to draw attention from them. I mean, mind you, there's probably the esoteric lady that's like, oh, yeah, please check me out. But for the most part, we do get a little nervous. So, you know, catcalling or piropos or whatever has slowly in society kind of faded as something that's a part of culture to something that's a little bit more negative. And actually becoming a lot more negative. In fact, probably in this last year or two, if you did catcall, it would be now labeled as sexist or assault. Yeah. You know, if you go, man, look at those legs. That would be, you can't even do that at work anymore. I mean, guys used to always catcall women, or others. It was something that, but now that's considered assault. And one issue I have is when somebody blames somebody else. So now I'm going to introduce the second issue I have, or not issue, but concern, is when you have somebody that blames a guy for assaulting when they didn't. You know, somebody going, nice dress. Please don't make a federal case over it. You know? Woohoo, you look nice today. Like, okay, let's say there's a huge board meeting. So a bunch of people from work have to get dressed up for what they usually dress up. And somebody wears a nice blouse and skirt. And, you know, your colleague of many, many years goes, woohoo, you look good, nice. Nice job, look at that. Let's go, you know, is that really harassment? So this really ticked me off when I heard Democratic congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has really been hitting the news a lot, she's a young Democratic candidate who Ben Shapiro had offered to debate. Ben Shapiro challenged her to a debate. And he offered to donate $10,000 to her campaign if she debated. This was during a segment of the Ben Shapiro Show. Said to donate $10,000 to Ocasio-Cortez's campaign if she agreed to debate him. Now, again, she's trying to win congressional seat in New York. She had won over longtime Representative Joseph Crowley in the primary. That kind of sent shockwaves to the Democratic Party, and she's a self-described socialist. So she's running on a platform that includes Medicare for all, an abolishing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. She's pretty intense. So Ben Shapiro's like, let's do it. I will donate to your campaign. Let's have a debate. This is where it gets ugly. She turns around and tweets, just like catcalling, I don't owe a response to unsolicited requests from men with bad intentions. And also like catcalling, for some reason they feel entitled to this one. Now, whoa, am I missing something as a woman? I mean, ladies, somebody offering to debate you and put money into your campaign is now sexual, is now like assault or harassment. Catcalling is a negative term now that gets branded to somebody who is inappropriately on the sidelines spewing sexual comments to you. And this is where we need to draw the line. There are so many people out there that are actually assaulted, that are actually harassed. And when you have somebody grab news, and she's getting news, look, we're even talking about her. She's getting all this attention, like, yeah, you go, girl. And what, accusing Ben Shapiro? So he writes back and slammers back on, look, discussion and debate are not bad intentions. Slandering someone as a sexist catcaller without reason or evidence does demonstrate cowardice and bad intent, however. So, she, I guess now, I don't know if they're going to go back and forth or going to try to milk this for as much publicity. But look, ladies, let me just tell you something here, okay? There's a bunch of us that, you know, really do need society to help us stop the huge wave of the real assault and real harassment that does go on. And for any of you that are trying to play the card or play the game or try to say you're a victim when you're not, just don't, okay? You are not only doing us a disservice, but you're doing the whole female subspecies a disservice, and you're putting guys at risk that are good, honest guys that are protecting, that are for us having the protections that we want and we need. So, someone like this has really dropped 1,000 points in my mind. I respected her. I was like, this girl's got some gumption, but no. Don't start playing the I just got harassed card. Hell no. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the Samoan government has had to launch an inquiry, according to CNN, into the deaths of 2 1-year-old babies after they got a routine vaccination. The babies were brought to Safotu Hospital in Savai on Friday, and they died within 10 minutes of receiving the MMR vaccine, according to Television New Zealand. So Samoan Prime Minister Tulepa Saeli Mailelagoi, expressed his condolences to the family on Monday. He says, "I have called a full inquiry into the circumstances leading up to this devastating incident, which I do not take lightly. There are already processes that will determine if negligence is a factor, and if so, rest assured that those processes will be implemented to the letter to ensure that such a tragedy will not be repeated and those responsible will be made to answer." So, the Director General of Health, Lisu Take Nasseri, has halted the vaccination program until the inquiry's completion. He's also requested a forensic autopsy on the babies, and the deaths are also being investigated by police. Hospital staff involved have also been removed but they say for their own safety. We're also concerned for the safety of our workers, especially the nurses who were involved, because it's now easily blamed. The finger is pointed towards the nurses. Now, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, my name is Dr. Paul Kangas. My medical question is, two babies just died after they were given a MMR vaccine. And the nurse is being charged in the death of these 2 1-year-old mm-hmm. babies. They both died on the same day. They were both given shots from the same vial. The university hospital uses 5-dose vials, so the nurse used the same vial. And I'm just wondering, from a doctor's point of view, should the nurse be charged? That sounds like the low man on the totem pole.
Mm-hmm,
it seems
mm-hmm.
like the doctor seemed like it might have been contamination of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they be charged just so quickly? They charge the nurse, and they don't think of the doctor who's supervising. They don't think of the manufacturer who made the dose.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently at this university hospital, they use a 5-dose vial of the MMR vaccine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And thank you. I know we had issues with our phone lines yesterday, so thank you for your message. But, yeah, they're, when two babies die, my guess, and again, this is the Samoan government, this isn't the U.S. government, but my guess is they will immediately, shall we say, sequester and maybe put that charge label on the situation, even though I don't think anything's going to happen in terms of her going to jail or whatever. It's a real strong term that we use here in the United States with, charged and I guess Samoa, I get how, we're all connected. I get that. But I don't believe that she's going to be up on criminal charges. However, once two babies die, we will jump the gun to kind of keep media at bay. Do I think the nurse is responsible? No. If somebody dies by a vaccine, by the MMR vaccine, if somebody dies because, they had a procedure done, the idea of going after the one that actually did the injection, to me, is foreign. It shouldn't happen. It happens, though. I mean, trust me, a lot of people are going to go down for this one, including the doctor, including the vaccine manufacturer. I mean, these parents are ticked. And I don't know much about Samoa's mandatory vaccination program and their mandates. But if parents, don't want to vaccinate their kids against measles, mumps, and rubella, you could bet they sure as heck aren't going to do it now. Now, this was some scary stuff. Now, what could have happened? How did two babies die? So the doctor had brought up, they were using a 5-dose vial. Most vaccines, for years, had come in multiple dose vials. These single dose vials, or the single applicator, these single shots, are relatively new. In the past 10, 15, 20 years, we started using them more often. They're a hell of a lot more expensive. So you could still buy multi-dose vial vaccines. They're a lot cheaper because you don't have to pay for the glass and the plunger and the pre-filled syringes. You don't have to, the company doesn't have to put as much money to that. So it's a lot cheaper to buy it in bulk. I personally don't like shots that way because of what happened in Las Vegas with the hepatitis outbreak that happened at the GI doctor's office. The anesthetic, that was a whole big cluster we'll talk about in a few, which I've talked about on the show. But basically, it was a multi-dose vial of the propofol, and hepatitis blood got back into the vial. And then when multiple other people, got their dose, they got the blood from the other gentleman. It should never happen. That was really poor, very poor technique by the nurse anesthetist in the case. But it happened, and it. So, when somebody dies within hours of getting the MMR shot, it's not going to be from a contamination issue from bacteria. Bacteria take a while. There was something in that shot that unfortunately triggered some sort of an immune response or some sort of an inflammatory reaction that must have caused an acute encephalitis or caused their hearts to drop or something. And again, two, and not everybody who received that multiple dose, you know, a shot in that multiple dose. So, you know, if two babies die within hours of each other, yeah, that nurse is going to be obviously under investigation. But I agree, charged? Why are we jumping to charging? So, this really complicates the whole mandatory vaccination movement that many states and governments want to promote. You know, I'm pro-vaccine. I am a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. Vaccines save lives. But I really get a little creeped out by somebody in the government saying, look, you have got to let us inject something into your healthy baby. I'm pro-vaccines, but I get how some people get the heebie-jeebies. And here we have a very rare fluke. This was a fluke incident that happened. Rare. I mean, you never hear of this. But it happened. And how many moms do you think are going to want to, you know, take a chance with their baby? Now, the average mom who understands vaccines is going to be like, no, we're good. I know we're good. Go ahead. I do not want my kid getting polio or hepatitis or tetanus or pneumonia or HIV or, you know, they are, you know, or chickenpox. So the average mom is going to say, go ahead. I know the vaccines are safe. I've seen them used. That was a rare case. But, you know, it's your baby. And so I think there's going to be a lot of parents on edge. So, you know, what do we do? Yeah, you know, there's one argument that, you know, we have too many shots. How come at 2, 4, 6, 12, or between 12 and 15, or between 9 and 12, usually it's 2, 4, 6, 12, then 18 months, 4 years, boosters, another booster, let's say, of your pertussis in the preteen years, then you have your meningitis, you get your tetanus boosters, you know, but in that infancy, I mean, you're getting your measles, your mumps, your rubella, your hepatitis, your pneumonia, your chickenpox, polio, tetanus. I mean, there's so many that you're getting that, you know, it does make some parents on edge. And so I don't know what the answer is. We want to promote a healthier, younger generation. We've been doing it. And these kids have been doing pretty damn well. You know, see, the thing is we forget as the years go by. I've told you guys this. You know, polio used to scare the living daylights out of parents because their kid would go to bed, say, good night, Mom, good night, Dad, and then the next morning be paralyzed for life. You know, that is we have some real scary bugs. Now, some people could say, well, yeah, but chickenpox rarely kills or rarely causes long-lasting, you know, why are we vaccinated against chickenpox? Why are we vaccinated against, well, you know, there's a lot of diseases out there. And, you know, once we realize that we could prevent some people from dying from having that big, huge, you know, these big outbreaks, it's hard to not want to, you know, help these kids. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump takes aim at the NFL again after over a dozen players kneel or raise their fists before preseason games last night, some of them during the playing of the national anthem. The president tweeting this morning, the players are showing outrage over, quote, something most of them are unable to define. And he advised the NFL to suspend the protesting players without pay if they don't stand for the anthem. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Kenny Stills is one of those who knelt during the anthem along with teammate Albert Wilson. Stills telling reporters,
being a part of this protest hasn't been easy. I thought I was going to be by myself out there, and today I had an angel with me, with Albert being out there, and you know I'm grateful that he sees what's happening and he wants to stand up and do something about it as well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about something that usually we doctors don't like to talk about, but I tell you guys always the backstory because you guys kind of deserve to know, and it's really not that much of a secret. But this idea of medicine and hospitals and medical centers and doctors trying to save money. And unfortunately, this is a concept that doesn't really get addressed because everyone's like, oh, the doctors are rich. The medical companies are rich. The pharmaceutical companies are rich. Why should we care? And so a lot of us in medicine then start to feel like we're on our own. And when we start to feel like we're on our own and nobody's got our back, we will say, tack with it. I'm going to, save some money. I have to still survive. All right. Now, many of you are listening to this going, okay, really, Dr. Dahlia, really, doctors, okay, you know, to stay financially afloat, I almost went bankrupt. And it's not for being a bad doctor. I've been a great doctor. I my patients were happy. I caught the cancers, did the referrals. It's just when no money comes in and Obamacare is a real piece of work, you know, that bill was a real piece of work. But when no money's coming in, and you are technically putting your patients first, you are no good to anybody if you are not in practice. You are no good to anybody. So you have got to make a bottom line. You have to make a profit. And for my husband and I, we paid everybody first before we took our salary. And there were tons of weeks when we did not get to take salary. And yeah, we emptied out our bank account. We had to finally leave the practice. You could not run a medical office if money was not coming in. When people have high deductibles and they aren't paying their bills, you can only do so much. Insurance isn't going to pay you. The government's not going to pay you. No one's going to pay you. And if patients don't pay you, there's only so much you can do. And we're not going to gouge cash patients to cover what insurance isn't paying. And so hospital centers and medical offices, they have bottom lines too. And many of them get screwed. I mean, you know, the average hospital, medical center, doctor's office, dentist's office, pharmacy, etc., they get pretty screwed. Oh, yeah, insurance will pay you, insurance will pay you. Many times insurance doesn't. Think insurance pays on every single claim? Oh, well, you need a good biller. No. You can have a good biller. If insurance decides not to pay, they won't pay. Or they claim they sent the check, and you sit there, you know, for months trying to chase down the $20 or the $25. And with thousands of these, I mean, you know, you just don't have time. So you eat it. You eat the cost. So, you know, we're talking about these two kids that died from the MMR vaccine in Samoa. And one of the issues at hand is it was a multi-dose vial. And these multi-dose vials, a lot of you guys see in your practices that you go to, in your doctor's offices. One of you had asked a long time ago, we were talking about the hepatitis C outbreak that happened in Las Vegas at a doctor's office about the multi-dose vial. So, you know, that's the way medicines were done. You would have a bottle, take a syringe. How you do it is when you open up the bottle, you wipe the top off with alcohol. You wait till the alcohol dries, because when the alcohol dries, that's when the sterility really happens. It's not just dumping alcohol on it. It has to kind of dry. Then, once it dries, you take your very sterile syringe, you plunge it into the little vial, and there's a rubber that self-seals, like a rubber, vulcanized rubber. And then you aspirate how much you need, half cc, one cc, whatever you're injecting. You pull out the sterile needle. It self-closes. So if it's sterile rubber, it's sterile on the outside, you're using a sterile needle. Technically, sterile plus sterile equals sterile. I always got a little nervous because the more you poke in, I just always wonder if a little microscopic thing could kind of sneak in there. But how we were trained when we were younger is if you do have a multi-dose vial, you use that multi-dose vial pretty quickly. You don't let a multi-dose vial sit around for months. Once you open it, you have a time limit. And depending on the medicine and depending on the vial and what it's used for, you may have to throw it out in a day. You may have to throw it out in a week. You may have to throw it out in a certain amount of time. So what happened in Dr. Desai's clinic, who I trained under for GI, was he had a bunch of patients that were there getting their colonoscopies. And it was in their kind of like their surgical center. And they used to have an anesthesiologist, and the anesthesiologist was amazing. I knew him. He was phenomenal. Would have IVs set up. And so you would have two or three patients in an area. There was privacy and there was curtains, but you would have, when they would recover, when they went through recovery, they would go to another room. So nobody ever saw anybody undressed, but I just kind of felt like, you know, oh gosh, you know, there's just kind of a lot of people around, but they would get the propofol through an IV, and the propofol is what puts you to sleep. That was that Michael Jackson drug that everybody talks about, right? The propofol helps put you under. You'd go through the scope, wake up, no pain, feel great, move on to the next one. Well, something happened with Medicare where they said, no, we're not going to pay you separately for anesthesia. No, we're going to bundle it. So if you have a procedure and we pay you for that procedure, the anesthesia is included. Okay, well, whoa. Okay, so now hiring an anesthesiologist, that's not as practical. Now, some people said, well, yeah, but they're getting a lot of money for the colonoscopy. No. Reimbursements kept going down. So, you know, and again, I'm not saying this in defense. By no means. I'm not saying this in defense, but, you know, you need to kind of know what this... It's not that somebody wanted to spread hepatitis. So, now you have a case where an anesthesiologist is really expensive. So who are the cheapest, most least expensive people that can administer that type of anesthesia? The nurse anesthetists. So there were, and nurse anesthetists are phenomenal. But I guess this one was not using IV tubing. I think maybe the clinic got rid of the IV tubing also. And just had the little port in the person's wrist. And when you have a little port, whenever you guys have ever seen an IV done, we know we got into the vein when we see a splashback of the blood. And then we cap it, et cetera, so you don't bleed out. You don't bleed from it. And we have your catheter in your vein, and we see the splash of the blood. So the provider that gave the anesthesia would inject the propofol by putting the syringe minus the needle into that little port in the hand that had the little backsplash of blood, and boom, injected the propofol. So good. It got into the patient. Patients did good with the propofol. They were fine. No issues. But this is where it got sticky. Then he would take the syringe out, or she, because he put the needle back on, and then go ahead, or actually, there was a needle stuck in the multi-dose propofol vial. This is something I used to see decades ago where people would leave the needle in there so you didn't keep puncturing through that multi-dose vial. Leave the needle in there once. It self-seals. Less, you know, pathogens get in. The problem is he's not using now a sterile syringe. So when he would screw on the syringe back on the needle that was sticking in the multi-dose vial, somehow the blood that syringe touched got into the multi-dose vial. Now the blood contaminates the vial. As he's sucking out medicine for the subsequent patients, they all got the blood. And if somebody had hepatitis C, which they did, now multiple people infected with hepatitis C. So, you know, can you have a bad batch? Back in 2006, the health ministry in Israel had to halt flu vaccines after 3 citizens died within 3 days of receiving the flu vaccine. Now, this was back in 2006. They were 52, 70, and 72 years old, vaccinated at the Kiryat Health Maintenance Organization, HMO. And we believe it was one lot. It was just one grouping of the shots. So I don't think we ever heard why that happened. All right? But sometimes I would prefer that all medical establishments just go to single dose. Because if, God forbid, there is something wrong, you only affected one person and not a whole bunch. 1-877-DR-1000, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, did you guys watch football yesterday? All right, there was a commercial that was kind of funny. Let me see if I could. I can't pull it up because it's a little, it was a commercial for Jack in the Box. And I guess in the commercial, the Jack in the Box, and it's getting everybody talking. You know they have that stupid Jack in the Box clown guy, right? Okay. So the fast food chain has been trying to make entertaining commercials. And I thought the Jack in the Box commercials have been stupid for a while, except last night. So I'm watching the San Francisco-Dallas game. Dallas lost, surprisingly, but, you know, again, it's preseason. So, Dak Prescott opened, but, for the most part, you got to let everybody else kind of get their, feet wet and stretch and stuff. So let, you know, but still, they did well, and I thought the 49ers had a great comeback on that, you know. So I'm watching, and all of a sudden, there's this Jack in the Box commercial where Jack goes, while other burger places serve the same old stuff, I'm the one with the bowls, you know, like a teriyaki bowl, to serve something different. So then the staffers begin to compliment his bowls, right? The Jack marks one of his coworkers, Dan, also has some pretty nice bowls. And then one female employee says, yep, there's some nice, Everyone wants to get their hands on Jack's, and again, we're talking about teriyaki bowls, right? Then, midway through the commercial, it looks like there's a manager that tells Jack that stupid clown thing. The lawyers aren't comfortable with the new marketing campaign. Well, apparently, a lot of people aren't. And so, Adweek's David Greiner says this is an ad that celebrates sexual innuendo in the workplace. And they find that ad inappropriate in light of the Me Too movement, as well as the recent national conversation about sexual harassment and hostile work environments. Now, Jack in the Box and the agency that created the ad, David and Goliath, stand by the commercial, telling Adweek in a joint statement, this ad is not diminishing any movement, and we stand firmly against any form of harassment and value those who have the guts to combat it. But, again, of all the timings for an ad like this to come out, it really does. It's like, to me, the pendulum is swinging. We talk about, you know, jokes and anywhere from jokes to sexual harassment in the workplace. And this is a commercial that just keeps hitting you over the head with, you know, the innuendo of the teriyaki bowls and, you know, my bowls. And, you know, maybe it's necessary. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, we're starting to get a little too serious too far. And, work doesn't seem to be as fun anymore because everybody's afraid that they're going to get fired. And everybody's afraid that they're going to harass somebody or do something wrong. And, or they're going to get trapped. It's not a fun environment. And I don't want it to be fun. I don't want to bring back harassment or whatever. But if somebody at work said, you know, leave my bowls alone because you are cleaning up the kitchen and his cereal bowls that he brings in and he kind of leaves, you know, there for his lunch, you move away, I would think that's funny. I would not be offended. I would not feel sexually harassed by that. I would think that is hilarious. Hilarious. But, so this commercial is getting a lot of heat. And I just think it's funny. Now, also getting a lot of heat is Trump. And apparently, even in preseason, you had protesters. But, you know, Trump's tweets, so he tweets, right? And I think what has happened, which Trump did fall into this trap, and he shouldn't have. Okay, Trump's a smart guy. Right? But yeah, it's really tough to take on the NFL. And he really fell into this trap that Colin Kaepernick started. Colin Kaepernick originally started kneeling during the national anthem to, he got attention, but his main goal was to, I guess, protest racial inequality when it came to police, shooting unarmed black men, etc. So inequality, when it comes to police action. And now it's turning into I don't like Trump. So I am going to sit this out if I'm anti-Trump. Well, oh no. football was never supposed to go there. So here's Trump tweeted again, because again, he's taking it personally, and now it is. Now it's starting to be about him. So he goes, the NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for the national anthem. He writes, numerous players from different teams want to show their outrage at something that most of them are unable to define. They make a fortune doing what they love. He says, be happy, be cool. A football game that fans are paying so much money to watch and enjoy is no place to protest. Most of that money goes to the players anyway. Find another way to protest, stand proudly for your national anthem, or be suspended without pay. Now, in a way, he's right. I mean, you have a lot of people that are protesting, and you're like, what? Okay, are you taking the knee for what Colin Kaepernick was doing, or are you taking the knee because you don't like Trump? Are you taking the knee because you think certain demographics are under-treated and you're searching for equality? And so now it is starting to be all these mixed messages where somebody could be taking the knee because, you know, they don't like, our stand on immigration. Or they don't like the new Supreme Court pick, which means now these protests in the arena of football, which was never supposed to be sullied with politics. We go to football to get away from politics. We go to football to cheer on our team, you know, and to see Zeke, you know, and his running game. And this is why I watch football. I do not want to. I do. And it's rushing. I do not want to hear about, you know, the Supreme Court or immigration or, you know, inequality. It's my escape because I deal with the news all day. And Trump falls into the trap where now I think we're going to see protests even more anti-Trump. Well, a lot of people don't like Trump. So now we're going to have more people taking a knee. But one player said he was taking the knee until Colin Kaepernick gets picked up, you know, because he's been, I guess, you know, walled off from the NFL. There's a lot of terms for it I don't want to use on air, but, you know, he's gotten stonewalled when it comes to, being drafted and picked. But I thought it was because he really wasn't that good a quarterback. I thought that was the reason. And so some are protesting until Colin Kaepernick, you know, on behalf of him. So it sounds like now there's a lot of different agendas out there for the protesting, and you're doing it in the completely wrong arena. Now, mind you, they're getting the attention. They're getting the press. So, and they're getting interviewed. That's a big topic. Who's going to kneel? I don't want that being the big topic. I want to know if the Chargers are going to win next week. I want to know if Dallas is going to win. I want to know if anybody's going to get injured. I want to know about Aaron Rodgers' arm. That's what I care about. But there, you know, some people say, but you look at what happened with the NFL. Now, non-football player people are into football. No, they're not. People who don't like football are watching football. We're actually losing people because they're sick of this stuff. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.